You know what rhymes with honey? Mummy. Just in case you guys forgot,
that's crazy.
Mother's Day is on the way. Ooh. And where do you want to go for Mother's Day?
Spend the money.
Whether it's, do they need fragrances?
Correct.
Whether they got the dry skin?
Opti Slim.
Whatever. It's not our mums. No, they would've. But whatever your mum needs,
wrong thing.
Whatever your mum needs, the only place you should be bloody going, tell the mark.
Chemist Warehouse.
That's it.
Proud sponsors of the Morning Shift.
Rolling with Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push!
Give me some!
Let's go! Never fold.
10 toes down, baby.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother.
Shush. It's too late to turn back now.
The Morning Shift. Powered by Uno Media. I got.
Between us, so talk to me nice Thursday. We're here for our morning shifters from our misters. That's it, to our sisters. We back for another show just in case you missed us.
Do that,
by you know media. What's up, mother?
Kia ora whānau, stay blessed.
No stress.
We've got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show if you call down under your home. Welcome to new media, the people's media.
Come on. Let's push.
And we don't stop just because it's holidays, baby. We bring that energy. Say no more, take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't. Real people, real talk.
And we ain't number one in the charts. Hopefully, we're number one in your heart.
Let's get it, get it.
We're gonna do it today. Hey, what is on the show today? I'm excited for today's show. Jordan, you always talk kaka, but you're really talking kaka today.
Oh, kaka.
Kaka.
Yeah, kaka was actually a Ballon d'Or winner as a midfielder. So, if you don't know what that is, that's football chat. Me and Hendo will took out the back after because we're both goalies. But
he said he's doing pretty well, that's all I know.
His ex-wife said something that is, it's not for us to attack, it's not even for us to judge. I just think the concept...
I'm here to learn.
Around you can find Mr. Right, but it still ain't right, is interesting to me.
Maybe it ain't right now. You can learn a lot about people just by how they park their car, how they drive their car. If you drive a car.
Yeah, if they're female.
I need you to hang around.
I'm just kidding, man.
Listen.
I'm in a mood today. I'm just trying to spark it, you know?
So what I want to talk about on today's show. And Mark, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, what you talking about?
Oh, I like that. Nicknames in relationships and what they say about you as a couple. You know what? You might be calling someone something that you shouldn't be calling something because it means you're not in.
It means something.
Mm. Does that require our help? Do we have to actually say what we call our partners?
I think it'd be rude not to.
I'm open to that.
I'm open to it.
I'm open to hearing what you guys have to say. But we always start the show with an absolute
void.
And I have those honors today. It is a Thursday and I just felt like, let's just go for something that's going to pick us up. Don't even have no words. We don't need no words today. We don't need no words today. Let's go to our energy that we need, family.
Hey. I got my Frank Green water bottle, custom make. Hey. Time for a drink.
Wake up, shifters.
That's heavy, lad.
I felt heavy. Bad. Now she starts talking. Now I bring them down.
I get a good feeling.
Actually, you know what? We're in a rush today, shifters. If you're vibing, we ain't taking it down. We're taking it back up.
Oh, we're going to get
a good feeling. Yeah. Sometimes I get a good feeling. We just play this under.
How you feeling, Mr. Mark?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm even better to know, too, that you know how... We like to have a saying here at the Morning Shift, what's in it for us. Now, I was heartwarmed to know that during our negotiations to keeping the lights on with our friends at Two Times You, who are, of course, proud sponsors of our sports wrap, that they wanted to share the love as well with the Shifters. And right now in our Shifters Facebook page, our Facebook group, you can find a discount code on there right now. And it lasts all the way through to the 31st of May, where you get 25% off all Two Times You gear. All right? So if you're thinking right now, you know what? I'm going to get into running. Or, hey, it's time. You know, I need to upgrade. I need to upgrade my gym outlet.
This is it.
Thank you to the team at Two Times You for giving Just Shifters that 25% off that discount code, which sits on our Facebook page right now.
Their stuff fits different, eh? I'm not even saying
I feel so athletic when I wear it.
What's that zip-up... like a long sleeve shirt we got, bro. That's like
just comfy. It sits so well.
It's like a it fits like a glove, but a flattering glove.
You know what I mean? I was right on the sideline with the Warriors, and I saw Sean doing stretches. SJ was doing stretches.
Look at him.
As the shorts went up quite high, and I was like, oh, they're the tights. I've got tights like that. My legs look nothing like what Sean's do.
Better.
I also have something else for you, gentlemen. I want you to listen to this and give me your open and honest answer.
Say the word.
Could you win the Masters tournament if every other golfer is hitting from the tees and your ball starts on the green, but the farthest spot on the green away from the pin?
Yeah.
So some of those greens, that could be 100, 150 feet. But all you have to do is putt. That's all you're doing. Everybody else has to play regular golf, and all you have to do is putt. Could you win the Masters? Could you putt your way, to a Masters victory?
You're the golfer, Jordan. Hang on. No, Jordan's going to represent us in this, because we ain't golfers.
But I've heard his short game ain't.
No, it's my short game that's good. It's my driver.
Really?
It's my driver and my next iron that lets you down. Messing me up.
But how's your putter?
100 meters out and then getting on the green, I'm a good putter, honestly.
Could we win it? You're representing us. Let us be your captain.
Honestly? If you think about it, it's probably how many in the Masters course? How many par fives are there? Four par fives?
No idea.
Right here. No, we don't know.
I ain't ever gonna get to Augusta.
Par threes get interesting. They're gonna bring it back with the par threes.
Yeah, but even the par fives, like, that's if they reach the green in three, like, and sink it, then they're dropping.
Even on
the
longest green, I can three putt.
Scotty Scheffler.
So normal greens.
But these are hard greens. They're fast.
We'll break it down.
True.
Scotty Scheffler went 11 under. So you have to go 11 under on putting. Do you trust yourself you go 11 under on putting?
I do. I can. I can beat him. I can beat him.
You're an idiot. There's no way.
Yes, there is a way.
You wouldn't, bro.
Bro.
There's no
way. You don't play enough golf.
Exactly. I know, though.
To even have an opinion on the golf that I do play.
Scheffler's reaching the five par and on two shots, right? And all of a sudden, it's on. Like, he's got three to try and get through.
Okay, let's say they're on a par five. They get on the green in two. I'm already clubs lengths by two.
They might have
to chip onto the green by two. They might have to hit a long putt by two.
Yeah, but
100 feet away from the hole, you're only going to take two. You're on your second
shot. I'll three putt 100 feet away. But par five, I've got two shots up on it. And then that accumulates over par four.
So you eagle everything. So you reckon you're eagling
every par five.
And
you're discounting the pressure. Like, it's the 8-8.
I don't actually have the pressure.
The pressure's there. Like, the
pressure's
crowd's there.
Starting from where they're starting, trying to beat me, who's a nobody.
But it's called, the gallery.
It's on them, brother. It's not on me.
But it's called the Masters.
Yeah.
And they're masters at their craft.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'll take that as the
master
answer.
Master of none over here. This skin is a daily bread.
Let's do it. Who are you calling master of none?
Me.
That's right, guys. Daily Bread, breaking bread with the news of today.
And today is April 18th. That is 109 days even to the year, 257 left to get her done.
Get her done.
I got it.
Adult Autism Awareness Day today.
Yes.
Oh, love that.
And I will say it again. Love on the Spectrum is the most wholesome TV show and a great eye-opener, I think, for other people who can just sit there and just... Man, autism is such a... It's such a beautiful thing as well. I know that it's hard to live with at times, but I think autism also is such a raw, honest condition. And today is all about giving awareness to the adult autism. That goes to the loved ones of the adults and obviously the people who look after as well. Love to all of you, Adult Autism Awareness Day. It's also International Day of Monuments and Sites. Best monument you've ever visited, gentlemen?
Honestly, I'm not as well traveled as Brooke, but I have to go local. I went down to what's the one down where the waterfalls are going through the cliffs and you drive through them? Milford Sound.
Oh my goodness,
bro!
Not quite a monument, but it's perfect.
Yeah, it's, oh, it's not a monument.
It's perfect. It's a view. Beautiful.
What are you doing here? Monument.
I mean, they did say sites though. Didn't
monument.
Yeah, sites. It did say sites, so he's all right.
Site.
Yeah, in there.
Is Michael Jones outside Eden Park?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
That's my opinion. Pyro has dope. Eiffel Tower at nighttime?
Yeah. Oh.
I heard that's underwhelming.
It's underwhelming during the day. At nighttime, it's a beautiful thing.
What'd you do?
I ended up saying all these beautiful things for no reason.
So yeah, I would like to lock in. Hey,
and finally,
no, what about you, man? You well traveled, where? What's yours?
Yeah,
just as well traveled as me.
I think Germany has some pretty.
Yes, bro. I went to Germany too.
Bro, they got pretty. And I think the difference being is if you haven't traveled to Europe, the monuments are massive. Like, you look at the Michael Jones statue, like, if this was in Europe, like, this would be four stories high. It would be over the entire roundabout.
What particularly in Germany? Because a lot of us are going.
I found, like, the wall. There was the. What's the gates? I've forgotten the name of it. Sundstamm.
It's all right, Germany.
I should have known it. Yeah, but most of the things in Germany are. Yeah,
boys. Really, anything you want to go there now? See
and finally, it's International Jugglers Day.
I can juggle. Can you guys?
Yep. Crisscross applesauce.
Oh, my kind.
That's
juggle.
How we got. That's how we got.
That's awkward.
We can juggle.
I'm juggling my emotions every day.
All right, guys. This is one of those promo things that I just think we're
shamelessly
going
to it.
We're going down as humanity. Pringles has teamed up with Crocs to create an ankle holster for your potato chips. So you can't see this right now, but think of like an ankle bracelet that one of your mates has when they can't leave the house. And then there's like a... It's attached to the Croc, and then it has a holder that is the size of a Pringle packet that you can like slide in, and then you can reach down while you walk and have a Pringle. It's actually kind of good. It's probably promoting being active while you eat. You know that? Do you know that they never call Pringles chips though? You notice that?
Legally or something, right?
Yeah, because there's not enough content in them for you to call them chips.
Potatoes.
They're just Pringles.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's interesting.
Nice. I can only eat like. Half a cylinder of Pringles, and then I'm like, nah, I'm off it.
It was the Brandenburg Gate. I wanted to say. Brandenburg Gate. Oh, also, nice. Waitangi. The Waitangi grounds.
Oh,
now you're
back. Beautiful. No, we've already passed that, brother. You had your chance.
We're doing our news now, mother. My news for today, I've actually got two. First one, Lord of the Rings is a musical. Did you guys know that?
No, we don't need that.
Yeah,
I don't need
that. It's in the UK.
Certainly do not need that.
Well, we're not getting it, so don't worry. It's going to...
I don't
want to
see Aragorn sing.
It's going to Chicago.
I don't need to see that.
Actually, no, we don't.
We need to see Aragorn fight.
And the second one today was I'm going to read this out because I was kind of like, nah, I'm not going to do it. But now I'm going to do it. The top worst baby names have just been revealed. Now, when
we do
this
every year.
Now, these are new ones. I broke these ones down before. When you're parents, a lot of pressure that goes on to name your child. One, Mia. Reason is MIA, missing in action. Lana. If you spell that, put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Graham came in here. Sorry if you're calling your kid Graham these days, but it's because it sounds like Graham. Graham? Boring? Okay. Hey, I'm just the messenger here. Flora, because it reminds them of bacteria, which I do not understand at all.
Flora? That sounds like flowers.
Yeah. Flora. Florist. Right. No, it's different. Sorry. Flora.
Picking. We'll go two more. Mercedes. She's not a car. Well, we couldn't afford a car, so we named our daughter Alexis. Shame.
Oh, that's
and,
a bar.
Luna, because it's not a pet name. I also haven't heard any Lunas lately, but if those are your kids'
a
names...
A lunar eclipse, that'd be a very spiritual person. You need to watch out for
that's
that.
What I thought too. But if you're having a kid, call them whatever the bloody hell... No, well...
No.
No, actually, no.
But we don't judge. That's our position.
Yeah. Have a slight thing.
But. Unless they're called Lana.
And get out there.
That is your daily break, guys. Breaking bread
with the news of today.
This is the morning shift. How much
better? Shifters, what we're about to talk about is not us having a go at the person who quoted this, and we're not judging either. What I find more interesting is more the topic around what I'm bringing to the show today. So the other day I posted on our story an ex-footballer. His name's Kaká. He's actually a Brazilian.
Incredible footballer.
And great. And a lot of people said, there's a problem that his name's Kaká. Because that means something else in Māori. But it's Brazilian. Thank you, guys. Grow up. And he actually won the Ballon d'Or, I believe, as a midfielder. I just want to get some football chat out there. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Apparently a very good man, a great role model. But on social media, a lot of comment has been said because a quote actually was released that apparently his ex-wife had said, which was, "Kaká never betrayed me. He always treated me well. He gave me a wonderful family, but I was not happy. Something was missing. The problem was actually that he was too perfect for me." Now, as I read that, a lot of you have different emotions attached to what you just read. And that's what I think's interesting. That's what I'd like us to explore in this break. I've seen Matua Mark's face just then. What do you think about that, Matua Mark?
I think it's sad. I think it's sad that someone would be not wanting perfect for themselves. And what does that mean? Like, why doesn't perfect sit comfortable with this person? That's why I'm like, well, that's a real shame. Because I like to think that everyone should get what's perfect for them. And that should sit comfortably on them. But in this case, it hasn't. So I'm interested in, like, why?
Well, we're going to get to the why, because I probably read over 100 DMs about this from our shifters. And what's interesting is perfect and good doesn't actually sit comfortably on a lot of people.
Good point. So I love it.
I haven't actually organized these messages. I've just saved the ones that I enjoyed reading, and I'm just throwing this out. Everyone will be anonymous, so let's just hear their opinions of the shifters for a little bit. Yes, my mate had this. On the outside, seemed good, like the good life, good job, great supportive man, worked/provided, and did housework even without being asked to help. Also, told me he was amazing, adult cuddles, but she just wasn't happy. I asked what it was, and she said, "He's too perfect. I want to have an argument with someone who'll tell me off and not agree every time, challenge me or keep me on my toes." I said, "You are sure he's amazing?" Because I think you just want to have makeup cuddles.
So therefore, not too perfect, right? Like, therefore, that person wasn't challenging at all. And you kind of need challenge, right? You need to come up again. You need to butt heads from time to time just so you know that you're alive.
Some people don't, though.
Well, this is what we need to talk about.
Like, everyone's different. I agree with you, Mark.
I guess that is the vibe of this whole chat. Everyone is different, right? And we can't pass judgment. We can't say it's not for us.
Well, my thing, can you read the statement out that she said again? Because it was the very last word that she said that was like, okay, that's where I think this is different.
I asked for what it is. That's after she said she was... like, he did everything. And she said he was too perfect. I want to have an argument with someone who'll tell me off and not agree every time, challenge me, or keep me on my toes.
Sorry. Not that one, sorry. The Kaká, the wife.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Wife said,
back to the OG one.
Something was missing. The problem was that he was too perfect for me.
I think me is the thing that we have to go back around all of these.
But
things.
Also in context, this is after over a decade marriage. This is after children.
And he probably
that
is.
Was good, Brooke. Perfect. I heard what you said there. The me thing is good.
The centric part about this is it's me.
And you're it's right. Okay. Well, I guess what we're saying is it's okay for people to be me. To choose them, what they want.
Without a doubt. And it does suck.
Let's get through more.
Yes.
Hooking up with the super intelligent dude during high school, I was the school rebel that was book smart but super immature. And when he asked me out after a while, I said no. I would have ruined his life with the maturity level I carried at that point in time. And he definitely wouldn't have ended up being a top architect that he is now. I stalked him. He has a beautiful family now, and he deserved more than I could have ever given him at the time.
Again, we go me. You think about the...
That's what I'm saying, fam! This is interesting today.
This is the pressure someone would feel of upholding a standard that they believe that person has. In everything in life, from their maturity, emotional maturity, to how they dress, all that kind of thing. She preferred not to have that pressure put on her, so allowed him to go and do him.
It's interesting.
You're on here today, Mark.
We got a
love the show because we work with Mark. He gives us gems all the time, man. I'm listening today, Mark. Together. I'm listening.
We had a message from a bro come in, and I just wanted to play this out.
Yeah, sup, boys. So, as I said, have been on the other side of this, being the guy who sort of tried too hard, tried to sort of control everything, make everything good and easy for my partner at the time, and it sort of inadvertently led to pushing her away because she felt like she couldn't control particular things and like make mistakes, and it just sort of came across as overly obsessive and whatnot, despite it just being from my end, you know, trying to put in effort, lots of effort, and again, yeah, just make things easy for her. But yeah, you learn those lessons. Like, she told me that, and yeah, it's kind of good to know, you know, not to go too hard, give people the space to live their life and yeah, make mistakes and things like that, and just be there to help them out when they need you rather than try and be needed.
That's so interesting to me.
We going places today, fam.
That's the idea of like quicksand. The more you try, the deeper you sink into it. He tries with the effort, tries to be give space. Like, you just, the more you try quicksand, just it slowly takes you down.
So I like that message because he sent a voice memo. That was the voice memo, but what he'd actually originally said was, "This happened to me, and I was the guy, and like." It took me a long time to get over.
On the other side?
Yeah.
Oh, very.
Because, like, for some people, and it's not just men, but for some people, it's a very... We're taking our time today. What I got from a lot of messages were, if you can have the right person at the wrong time, and if you come from a certain environment that is traumatic or is chaotic, when you meet someone who doesn't resemble that environment, it's jarring for them. But you know what we forget is there are also people who come from those types of environments and they promise themselves that what they're going to be like is nothing like it. So it's just so interesting. The human nature is so interesting to me. There's no right way to talk about this, and everyone's sharing. There's actually another voice message that we have that speaks from a different perspective, and I thought it was actually quite powerful that she shared.
My relationship dynamics look a little bit like this. So my father abandoned me as a young child. My mother has avoidant attachment, which therefore makes her less attentive to me as a child. She was less attentive. So I was used to, in that sense, kind of like seeking attention and really begging for normal, standard attention and stuff from your parents. I've had toxic relationships. I've had relationships where I've been put down. I've had friendships where it's all take and no give back. And throughout all of those, I've consistently learned that in order to be loved, I need to be like giving a lot, etc. But I've also noticed that from these relationships, I've learned that I cannot predict how these people are going to love me, and uncertainty and unpredictability is safe and normal to me. So when I finally found a relationship where there was stability and predictability, it was uncomfortable and confusing because I was like, what the hell is this? Like, what do you mean you're telling me how you feel? What do you mean you're telling me, like, what do you mean you're not abusing me? What do you mean you're not, like, going to leave tomorrow? What do you mean you're going to tell me you're going to go out before you do this? Or all of these things are uncertain to a person that's used to chaos. Hopefully this makes sense. Such a ramble. Okay, bye.
Just people, shift to sharing. I want to keep reading.
Chaos can seem so calm to a lot of people, though.
It's not chaotic to them.
Yeah.
It's normal.
That's your happy place is the wrong word. That's your middle ground. That's your medium. Chaos can feel so calm, and it's hard to understand that.
Yeah, and it's hard to relate to if that's not your journey. You know, I think some people listen to this and going, "What a load of rubbish!" Like, if you find someone good, you should just be with them. It's not that simple for people. It's not that easy for people.
Doubt.
You know, this one says, "It takes some real deep diving to understand this. Regardless of who it is, it really stems down to childhood or trauma influences. You could be given the world drama free and it truly be everything you deserve. It just doesn't sit right. Something feels off. Almost as if you know you're worthy of it, but you're waiting for someone to give. or waiting for something to give, sorry. No one ever asks to be mistreated. No one ever asks for chaos or a little razzle-dazzle. You are just so conditioned to believe that nothing comes without a cost, that a life that's good is not a life that's normal. Many people come, could find their prince, charming or Cinderella, completely fumble the bag because you don't know how to quote-unquote love in a perfect situation. Your idea and perception of life has been morphed to what you see on the TV or in relationships you have observed in your life.
Where are we going there today, fam?
We gotta go.
Where are we going there today?
Go. The shifters are going there. One thing I was thinking about it was, you know, I was reflecting on, because I read over 100 messages in last night, and there's a very thin line, like a very liminal space between leaving the perfect person and finding the right quote unquote bad guy gone good, or whatever, what we're talking about. And I think a lot of people would seem to rather leave someone that ticks off a lot of the list than risk finding someone who doesn't tick off very much at all, but stimulates them. And I don't know how to talk about that, but I think if there was a rounder to this conversation, I'm not saying we have to arrive here, is everyone's personal journey is their own. It's not us, you know, what we're talking about isn't to say, You should go back to that good one. You missed out. It's none of that. There's none of that energy. It's just, this is why, like, we hear so much out there, of like, you've gotta do the work yourself. You gotta figure out more of who you are. You've gotta ask those questions, and your ability to meet yourself will reflect what you think you deserve. And at the end of the day, that's on people. Like, it's not for anyone to kind of go, well, you should have gone with that one or this one. It's almost that boring chat of like, you've got to do the work, you know, you've got to, and you don't have to either.
And you guys say that Sagittarians are undateable.
Come on.
Do your work, fam. Do your work. We'll meet you in the middle.
This is The Morning Shift.
Jordan has to go play it again.
Where you at?
In my car, driving around. Nah, that's sure. If you drive a car, even if you don't drive a car, but you know someone who drives a car, this might be for you. This came up on our Shifters page, and I thought, divine timing. Is this deja vu? Was I just talking about this with the boys? And it's on the Shifters page. Brooke Horan said, what are we doing, fam? Do we park our cars straight in, or do we reverse our cars back into the car parks? Now, I was thinking about this the other day, because Jordan parks, actually, how do you park, Jordan? When you park at work...
Are you here to attack me?
Not at all.
That's crazy, because it feels like it.
Kind of, but not at all.
I'm straight in. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to get to where I'm going. I don't have time to do the old rigmarole. I'm often trying to get places. I'm trying to go get what I need, get straight back out, straight back on the road.
You don't get off, get up.
People,
why do you sound like you feel attacked right now? I was just asking you how you park your car.
Your car's not backed into the moon.
I was just asking how you park your
car. Okay, sorry. You're right. Okay,
whoa. That's right. Yeah, I don't. I don't back it in.
But maybe you're having my argument.
I don't like
for
to back
me.
It up, usually.
Maybe you're having my argument for me here, Jordan. Mark, how do you park your... I'm just generally asking you, buddy.
Yeah, it generally comes down to looking around and seeing if I've given enough space for other people to get in and out of their cars, making sure that I'm within the lines, a good distance.
Miss me with that.
I know that I'm not the only one in this world. That others will also need to use the car park. So I make sure that I'm in the line. So it's going to be hard to get out, I'll make sure that I back in. But there's a lot of thought going in as I'm pulling into the car park, going, okay.
Oh, you're a real thinker kind of going. Mm. There's no. Okay.
Well, I'm not the only one in this world, Brooke.
Oh, you're good, Mark.
Sometimes you'd think
you're good,
were.
I don't think you would. I understand that I am in a rush, but I know others will be in rushes too. So
Jordan, you kind of do it for just quick. You got somewhere to be, impulsive.
I honestly don't know why you would like arrive at a car park space and think, okay, how do I back into this?
See,
just drive on in, bro, and park up and get out your damn car.
The only way I know how to get into a car park is I reverse my bad boy in. Beep.
I can tell you what that's about.
Beep. No, I can tell you what that's about. Because I thought to myself, there has to be more than we're just driving for safety. There has to be a psyche behind this. So let's go with Jordan first. Psyche of why people drive straight into the car parks. Impulsivity.
Yep.
Without a doubt. This can extend to other areas of their life where they want quick solutions.
Oh no, what are we doing here?
Instant rewards.
What are we doing here?
That's facts. Right? I think that's right though. Spot on with you.
Correct.
Once again, I'm not attacking. Maybe not, but not. Minimal effort or laziness. Now, I'm not saying this is you.
Okay.
I'm not saying this. Okay. I'm definitely not.
I'm listening. I'm here to learn. My heart is open.
These individuals may prioritize convenience and comfort, avoiding tasks that require additional planning or effort, such as reversing into parking spaces.
Hey, I'm not the one that left the planning meeting earlier yesterday, but hey, look, we'll keep going. Let's go.
Why are you attacking here today, brother? Confidence and self-awareness, without doubt. This confidence could extend to other aspects of their lives when they approach challenges with self-assurance and assertiveness. Hey, man, if there's someone who's assertive, Jordan is very caring. Jordan
Thank
can
you.
Be loving.
Thank you.
Thoughtful.
Thank you.
Can be a bit knuckleheaded at times.
Thank you.
Without a doubt. But you are sure, you're always assertive of what you want to do and Correct. Where you want to go. And efficiency is the other one. We don't need to really go through that. So if you're like, why does that person drive into that car? Well, maybe they're just an assertive person. Maybe this matches the characteristics that they have in their lifestyle. You can learn a lot about a person, about how they want to park their car at the mall. And I don't really
this is great.
Need,
this is great.
I don't think we really need to go through reversing because...
No, we can go through reversing.
It's more like attention to detail, lack control in life, risk aversion, image consciousness. I thought these are also... these are just... quite confronting sort of a things, aren't they? This one says they may lack assertiveness when they back into it because they don't have assertiveness on situations rather than relinquishing control to others.
There you go.
I see. What part of me is this? What is going on? I don't feel like risk aversion is one as well. But guys, you can learn a lot about people, how they park their car. We don't really need to go through backing it up. But Jordan, if you're ever wondering why you do it, maybe that is why.
I learned something today and I'll go and improve on that.
You know, nothing out of all of this, I hope...
Because I'm not the only one in the world.
I hope every time you park your car, you think of the morning shift.
This is the morning shift.
Ooh, cracker.
I don't often come to the show with content that helps. It's usually confronting content that I'll bring to the show, but today I've decided everybody needs to know what the nicknames they use in their relationships
yes.
say about them as a couple.
Last night I, last
night I, good song, by the way.
Let's go around the room.
Oh, yep.
Favorite nickname given to your other half?
Baby girl cupcake.
Baby girl cupcake. Actuals?
No.
I was going to say.
Baby girl cupcake. My baby girl cupcake. I'm pretty standard, eh, babe? I don't like, it sounds cringy saying it out loud, but like, obviously, saying baby.
There's such a thing though.
It sounds cringy, but it's it rolls off the tongue the best. It feels the best.
Like, you feel
baby, all good? Babe, baby hungry?
Babe, baby.
Baby, need anything?
I like it. That's you, Jordan. Brooke.
Well, like, what did you enjoy? What did you enjoy?
Which was your favorite?
Sugar.
Sugar?
What up, sugar? But like in a funny way. What up, sugar? Sugar pie, honey bun. Nah, I'm sure. I'm the same with Jordan. You know, you don't really want to say baby out loud, but
it feels
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, like you know, and
like that's my baby.
In these four walls.
Hey, babe.
We're being honest.
Hey, baby.
We're being honest.
Baby girl. Baby girl's nice. Nah,
well, it's funny you should say baby because babe or baby is the first of the nicknames
be, sir.
In a relationship and what it says about you as a couple. If you do use the word babe or baby, everyone's a babe to somebody. So what this yes. reveals about your relationship yes. is that you're still kind of getting to know each other. You're fairly solid in your relationship, but you still have ways to go before you're complete. Babe.
Yeah, you're right. That's right on. Mm-hmm. So, I remember the first time I said baby and I almost like tried to get it like, because I wasn't confident, but then it was all good.
It's like a pathway,
Yeah.
It's like a pathway. First base. We made it to first base.
Correct. Yeah.
Darling.
I would categorize that as somewhere similar to baby.
You Special want a occasion. Type of love that only shows in movies. And you've found it. Look at you calling your other half darling. You're both hopelessly romantics and you want nothing more than just to be with each other and be in love.
I Boomers. Do say darling, actually. I do say darling.
You said, oh, no, he's claiming
it's
darling.
Not, it's not... Nah, actually. Not all the time, but like...
You say darling?
Yeah.
It gives me boomer vibes.
I wouldn't say it like in for other people to hear. Like, you know what I mean? But... Yeah. You okay, darling?
Like once every 2 weeks
or
something.
You know, like when your missus got a headache or something, you're like, oh, you okay, darling? You know?
What about hun or honey?
Honey, yes.
You both like to have fun and you keep things casual. Your relationship might not be all that serious, but you prefer to keep it that way. Keeping everything light is the way to go.
Heavy over here. You know, that trenches.
That's my high school relationship. And that was fun. That was a lot of fun. I haven't used it since. You might be on something here, Mark.
Now, this is not my take. This is definitely from a website. But sweetheart. Sweetheart?
I'll jam a sweetheart on special occasions.
Sweetie? Nah.
You know?
Lucky for the two of you. You are so darn cute that no one can help but eat it all up. Seriously, you're adorable as a couple if you use the word sweetheart. It's almost as if you walked into a rom-com together.
Sweetheart. Sweetheart. Seems too hard.
Don't like sweetheart?
Nah.
Not a fan? That's all right.
Not for me.
You're not in the rom-com.
I love watching older people say sweetheart. It almost feels like you've earned it, and it's kind of like you've stood the test of time. You know, you're right there standing strong like a big tall tata tree. You got to earn, sweetheart.
Like my grandma said that to Pop.
Loving that.
That's what I want.
That's that rom-com they're talking about. Okay, beautiful. Anyone call their significant other beautiful? Well, if you are.
Kiwis struggle to say that, because it's like, are you taking the piss? You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Being called beautiful is a very beautiful compliment. But when it's a pet name in a relationship, it's a little worrisome. Though it is nice to hear the word every single day, it shows that your partner really only views you as one thing. Beautiful. If you're fine with that, then great. But if you really want a happy, healthy relationship...
Four relationships right now.
Time to change up that, that pet name of beautiful. Hey, I'm just the messenger again.
Just the messenger.
Love. Hello, love.
Hello, love.
Hey, love.
It seems like kind of funny to me.
Yeah.
Like... taking the mocks, you know. I don't
like
do
teachers
that.
Used to call us that. Get in here, love.
Apparently, if your nickname
went to
or pet name,
Catholic school too.
Brother,
who, brother?
As I was saying, apparently, if you do use the word love as your pet nicknames, you don't need someone else to make you whole. You're a whole on your own. Your relationship is solid, so don't be afraid to spend some time apart to find yourself. Those who call the others love, very possessive. It seems like you've got lost in your partnership. If it's something more specific, if you've got something that is, just your guys' little wee thing, that's cool. That means you guys like riding on the wild side of life. You have your own little thing going. No one else matters. It's you versus the world. You and them. If there's no pet name, well, you need to step it up. Apparently, you're lacking in communication in your relationship. And finally, if my wife is listening, bub.
Oh, that's a bit of you.
It means he's the man, and he loves you the most. That is it. That's your nicknames and what it says about your relationship as a couple.
Hey. Love you, my baby girl.
Sugar pie, honey bunch.
This is the morning shift.
The gaming shift. With Spark Game Arena.
Yep, welcome on in to another week and another episode of The Gaming Shift. Thanks to our friends at Spark Game Arena. Today we're gonna catch up with Logitech's retail manager, Andrew. Now, Andrew is he's here to help and celebrate the month of gaming that Logitech holds. Some really cool prizes involved with that.
Including a trip to Japan. Oh, don't want to miss that.
Surely. And, of course, with Spark Game Arena, it's the Sound Spark. We are giving away some Astro A30 headset.
Those submissions were going crazy on the group.
I think we must have made it too easy. How was our gaming week anyway, boys? Any check-ins on the gaming front?
Listen here. I'm looking for someone. Okay, I am looking for someone. I want to find this individual because, yes, I remembered your tag name. A few nights ago, we played a game of Fortnite with the squad. Lance was in it. And, bro, we got knocked by one dude.
All of you?
He actually knocked Lance twice. You would have got knocked. 100% you would have got knocked. So, we're at Grim.
They needed me.
We're at Grim. on the map, and so you obviously get the like the fast water where you can kind of escape. But we all had that. We were all in the same arena. So he knocks one of my mates, Lance. Lance is like, oh, over here. So then we all go over there to help him. We get the rest of his team, and then we revive Lance. But then we go to get the guy who knocked Lance. He then knocks off another one of our guys. Then we get his card. We go over to the reboot van, and we think he's gone. We actually wait a little bit because we think he's gone. I then get sniped in the head, one shot. Then my mate's trying to like still keep the revive, but he comes over, knocks him. And then Nipia, who's pretty good.
He's sweaty. We're going to call him sweaty.
They then have like this battle, chasing each other around in a circle, right?
Yes.
Nipia's life's going down. He gets him to white life. And then while Nipia's like trying to go get a health pack, he revives all of his mates. And as he's just running over to try and sneak and get him before he gets the revive, the bro revives. You hear that all of them come back. He then jumps over, slides, boom, shoots right next behind a rock, knocks our whole team. Then he does like, then they all get in a little huddle, start dancing.
Oh,
that's what dreams are made of, kid.
His it is name possible,
and is free.
Ultra_Tatu. Who the heck is Ultra_Tatu? Because you gave us nightmares. We honestly almost quit.
No, they came back the next day. I had game the next day, and they're like, bro, you should have been here last night. There was this fella. He was so good, bro.
He got us all sussing,
took us to Grimm. I had to go watch where they were buried. Said, this is where it happened, guys. Right here.
I don't even know how we knew where Nips was. Like, because he was...
They be knowing.
He was crouching.
You know when they that good, they be knowing? They just be knowing.
He slid behind this rock, bro. Shotgun. Boom. And I was like, oh my gosh. Ultra_Tatu, you're the man.
You are the man. I usually, right here, I would be doing...
I wasn't on the sticks. I'm coming.
Usually right here, I'd be doing a headline. But what I wanted to do this week is I wanted to bring a discussion. And it's a discussion that, I don't know, if you've just joined gaming, it's probably... You know, it's probably tough to be able to have your part in it. But have a listen to this clip that I found on Instagram, and let me know what your thoughts are.
You used to be able to just buy full games. You just bought the game, and that's what it was. You know, and DLC, you know, during like the PS3, Xbox 360 generation was like, hey, you'd get the full game, and then you'd get DLC, which would be like extra levels, extra content, and it would all be packaged in there. And then at some point, they decided to say, you know what? Actually, what about if we give you 80% of the game and you get all of that like day one DLC? Not like the game's been out and now we're gonna give you a reason to come back. We want to do that day one DLC. And that's basically what they're doing here, and we're seeing it more and more. Star Wars Outlaws, as we're seeing it here, it's a freaking joke.
So, the discussion is around when you used to be able to just buy the full game. You'd put it on and you'd be playing the full game.
Yeah.
And I think the gaming universe is becoming more and more frustrated with the DLC or the downloadable content that comes, that you've got to download the update, you've got to download this, you've got to download that. It doesn't as a full kit like it used to.
What you see is what you get.
Totally. So they reckon that there's been enough of an uproar now in the gaming community to be like, can we just stop with having the added extras that you got to pay for this, you got to pull this in,
update this.
Is it time to go back in time where when you bought a game, you had the game, and everyone stood the same amount of chance?
Ridiculous, Mark.
You don't reckon?
Bro, I don't want to go to EB Games, bro. I don't want to have to get in my car, go to the mall. I don't want to have to wait for a game. I want to have dinner. I want to go have a shower, freshen up. I want to walk in my lounge, and I want to be able to download a game that I want and play it.
That's not what he's saying, though.
That's not what he's saying at all, Jordan. I don't even care. I don't even care if I don't get all the game. I don't care if I don't get all the game. I have the convenience.
Do you care, though, if somebody else who has more money than you can get better things?
Who's got more money than me?
But that's the kind of, I guess that's the, there's downloadable content that's going to, you know, it's annoying that you have to update a game. I know that's the first thing. How annoying is it when you jump down, sit down and about to play a game?
So Thursdays, like, when we have to wait for Fortnite.
Needs an update.
That's what he's saying there.
Okay, I hear you now. See, now you're talking my language. You're talking my language.
You know, we're like, oh, we're all still waiting in the lobby.
But then also, you get the reward of those updates. Yes, you do have to wait, but then you get a different experience.
And but it's a constant, right? Like, you, as you say, you even know the day. You know the day when it's happening. It's exactly. Thursday, 8 a.m., whatever it is, EST, whatever. It always comes up with that message saying, hey, it's going to be down. There's a download time and blah, blah, blah. All that updatable content, like, why wouldn't it be nice just to go back to the day whereas when the new game came out or if there was an update, you just, like, it was
maybe on certain games. Just give us certain ones, you know? pick your poison.
I think they're all being released right now, though, with that DLC, and it's just like, it's niggly. Like, someone needs to set a
Rise
standard.
Rise of Ronin, for example. Okay, that was the game that you played last week. That was it, though, right? Can you continue to modify that, or that was what you see is what you get?
That is what you see, what you get, and so it wasn't good. What we saw wasn't good.
I'm not trying to sound ignorant here, because I am just kind of like properly gaming all the time, and I do only play Fortnite, but also with this format, you have, like, there was also a time when we used to just go buy the game, right? Where, like, once that game had done its thing, unless it was hugely nostalgic and it was something you could play with your mates, that game was kind of done.
Bro, but imagine that. Like, we've lost the idea of nostalgia because of updates. Like,
just old,
how
bro.
Good is nostalgia? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, those games that we used to play that didn't have updates, you could always go back to and go, right, time to play GoldenEye. Everyone's on slaps. No one's allowed to use a gun. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, those...
Go back and play Crash Bandicoot, though, and see what it was really like.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it now.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, no, don't, I'm not doing that to my core memory.
All right, interesting chat. All right, we're going to bring Imani back in. Drawsy, he's going to come in. He's got some gaming updates. A man who doesn't need any introductions, because he does them himself. Welcome back into the studio. I'll say Drawsy, but you take away the rest.
Yeah, go on.
Here we go. The one and only overlord of the second dimension, the Obi-Wanies of Obi-Wanies, vanquisher of demons, destroyer of evil, enabler of pros, the handsome and humble, Drawsalicious right here.
Drawsalicious!
What about your intro, though?
Oh, that's the one. As soon as I go into a room, boom. Oh, you don't know me. Here we go.
All right. What, you've had a busy week, Drawsy. Tell us all about it.
So last weekend, I was watching the UFC card, but I decided to mix it up. We actually hosted a UFC watch party at Lillyworld over at Next to Mount Smart. We also hosted a UFC 5 gaming tournament during the prelims, so it's pretty awesome. It was actually turned out really well. There was like 14 of us in the bracket, and everyone just enjoying UFC.
Working.
Yeah, so
who won the UFC tournament?
A guy named Cameron. I don't know who he is. He just came out. It was all of us from the Discord, and then there was like some other peeps, and then I was just like, man, this guy just came in. He looked like really, what's it called? You know when you have a sleeper pick?
Yeah.
And you're just like, nah, that guy can't be the one. And then next thing you know, he's destroying everyone.
They just came in and sussed you.
Right.
Do you get to choose characters, or like how does that work? How did you run that tournament?
So what we did was we did a paper, scissors, rock to decide who chooses the weight class.
Mm.
And then whoever wins that, they get to choose the weight class, whoever they play. And it was on the stand and bang format. So it's just, it wasn't any ground and pound or anything like that.
No grappling. I like those.
Stand and bang, baby. Stand and bang.
I would like to, just in case you think you're him and you choose a grappler in stand and bang, I just want to let you guys know it does not work. My mate was like, oh man, look at the stats. It's terrible. I was like, oh, it's not about the stats. It's about what you do with the stats. As I proceeded to get pooed on. So, yeah, I was out early.
That's all good. Hey, tell us a bit about the Discord as well that we built.
So we've got a community Discord for the Gaming Shift now. Some of you guys are in it. I think we've just reached over 100 members, but we're looking to do a few more community games. So lately we've been doing just Call of Duty scrims 4v4, but I want to do...
What's Fortnite, bro? Come on, we're going to do Fortnite.
Like scrimmages.
Yeah, so it's like... So what we do is we use a bot to randomize the team captains, and then each captain chooses one pick each so that we can balance the teams out.
We're going to pick
it up. Gets sweaty, man. I will say I won one of the scrimmages, and then the other one I got pooed on again. So, I'm trying to rip us, but I'm doing a bad job.
You're a wonderful man, Imani. And did you have any words, any key words that we could be learning this week?
Yeah, so I've got two today. I thought it would be, just do a warm-up one.
Okay.
Because it's I feel like it's quite a universal term, and then we're going to get right into the nitty-gritty one. Okay, guys. Are you guys ready?
You're my guy, man. You're my guy.
I love this, bro. All right, so this is the easy one. Obviously.
Don't do that.
Okay, so this is the really hard one, and I don't think anyone's going to get it. Throwing.
Throwing.
Just throw the match like I'm just going to die and reset.
That's it, pretty much. Boom, done.
Yes, Jordan.
1 point there.
I know about throwing, bro. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
When my guns can't get past grey or green on Fortnite, I just go find a scrap so I can get out of there.
All right, so this is the next one, guys. And I'm, I only just learned about this one recently. So it's called kiting.
Kiting.
Yeah, it's called kiting.
You fight in the sky.
What?
Like you,
you get to high ground.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You get to high ground. You camp, and then you just knock people off.
I guess that could be an act of kiting. It's normally in like MOBAs or games where there's like NPCs.
I'm gonna need what's MOBAs?
MOBAs like Dota.
Bro, MOBAs Dota.
Like obviously. Dota, League of Legends.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes.
But you can, like, there's another term for kiting in FPS, but I'm trying to stay away from the FPS terms for a little bit.
Okay. What is kiting?
Okay, kiting is basically, like, deterring any, like, aggressive pushes or anything. So, say if there's an NPC that damages you, your kiting is to, like, redirect them, so it's redirecting pressure, pretty much. Or someone can correct you.
So last night when I was playing Fortnite,
yeah,
I was trying to heal my mate. But there was a squad that was coming towards us, and my mate, like, he ran out behind, tried to get them to follow him. Was he kiting?
I would call that like, so in FPS, I would say it's like a bait and switch.
I call that sacrificial lamb. Bait and switch.
Yeah.
Bait and switch or bait and switch?
Oh, did he just run off and then he was just like,
I think bait and switch is the official term, like, of the world. Like, are you sure you've used the right term there?
Yeah, so. No, I'm pretty sure. Wait, could you explain the situation one more time?
So we were behind, we were on a hill and we were fighting a squad. My mate got knocked, and then I was healing him, but we could see their footsteps. They started like pressing us.
Yes.
So my mate jumped out and he like took them up the hill to scrap them.
That actually would say that is probably guiding. Yeah.
Oh, nice. There you go. Yeah.
I'm trying to
understand it, bro.
Man, I'm still trying to understand it myself as you're doing it now. I feel like you've just unlocked another level to it.
Kylie, I loved it. Amandi, bro, you're the man. Thank you once again for joining us. We'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
My man.
Coming up next, we talk with the Logitech retail manager here in Aotearoa, Andrew. He's going to tell us all about Logitech's month of
gaming. He's a great chat. Straight up.
Family, we celebrate months all the time, but this is the type of month I'm trying to celebrate. This is the month.
It is the month of gaming, all thanks to Logitech. And joining us in studio right now, Andrew Kinzett from Logitech. Thank you for joining us, brother.
Kia ora, how are we?
Yeah, very good, man, very good. I want to talk about your t-shirt.
Yeah, let's start with the t-shirt.
Start with the T, man.
Start with the band, guys.
What are you rocking? I know everyone can't see this at the moment, but what are you rocking today?
Look, it's just a bit of branded apparel, I guess, at the end of the day. But all we're just promoting is obviously our month of gaming that cracks on at the moment and getting people excited about it. And one of the things that's easy to get excited about is a trip to Tokyo, right? For me, that's gaming mecca, whether it's Nintendo, Sega. I've been trying to get myself on it, but maybe we'll have some words with the bosses, eh?
100%. Hey, we always start our interviews and we talk to our guests, but we say, what's the first game you ever played and can you remember what console it was on?
Oh, man, memory lane here, eh? Heading with the nostalgia this morning. I think game, not quite sure, but console, definitely remember the day that I got my first console, which would be, you know, just an everyday boy growing up in Rotorua. 8th birthday, opening up your present to be a Game Boy Classic was just legit. Came with a Super Star Wars Return of the Jedi as a Star Wars geek. For me, that was legit. It. Unfortunately, the love affair didn't last that long because we got broken into and it got stolen. Oh. And I actually remember going to school the week after and seeing a kid in my class with my Game Boy. No word of a lie, but it wasn't a family we were going to mess with. So the parents had insurance and they replaced the Game Boy.
Can I have a turn with mine after you?
Yeah, exactly, right? No, the Game Boy got replaced, but the insurance companies don't quite get it and got replaced with Yoshi's Cookie, which if you know that game, I feel sorry for you already because it was just mud.
I love you clearly let it go.
I haven't held on to this for like 20 years or anything, right? Probably the games I sunk the most time into would have been like, you know, Pokemon Red, NBA Live 04, Rugby 08, which for me is like pinnacle of gaming, Rugby 08, right?
Yes, 08,
pinnacle of gaming, and then of course uni years with Counter-Strike, Modern Warfare 2, and you grew up in that. So, same era, right?
You grew up in Vegas, damn sure.
Andrew, I want to take you back to that place where you opened up that Game Boy, right? And the scent. There's a smell that comes from it, right?
And it's ingrained, right?
It is.
That never leaves you.
And I reckon that could be something to do with what you do now with Logitech, right? Because it's the same. Like, we get the same. There's something about when you unbox a console, whether it be a console or it be, a mouse, a new mouse.
Yep.
All that kind of stuff, like, it just brings joy to your head. And for you now, with Logitech, you must see you're giving that joy to so many different people.
Oh, it definitely fills the heart, man. And you know, like you say, whether it's just peeling that first little bit of plastic off the edge, everyone gets that. But no, new products, man, it's exciting. And it's exciting to be, you know, for me now, having that journey as a kid coming through and being able to share it on to anyone else with some new exciting things is just, it's pretty legit.
100%. I guess we kind of got to start with the month of gaming, just because the T-shirt, and I'm interested about, like, for people who don't know what the month of gaming is, and Logitech's obviously leading this, like, what can they get excited about? What are you excited about?
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I guess to understand that, we've kind of got to go back to, you know, why we do it, if that makes sense. So it comes back to probably 2021. Yeah, we're doing it for, this is our third year doing it now, and we just really wanted to create a platform where we could just shout out about gaming, right, and bring it into the limelight. And that's why partnering with, you know, people like Spark Game Arena,
totally,
we kind of share that same kind of ethos and ambition.
Yeah, we feel the same.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, and the reality is, especially like I mentioned a little bit earlier off air, that, you know, during COVID, obviously a lot of people started gaming. It became an entertainment means at home, and actually a bit of big social element.
Connection.
Yeah, correct. And, you know, we've always been here in this space where we've owned, you know, professional elements and high-end gaming, but what gaming is to so many people isn't that. You know, for me, I love gaming, but I'm also a parent of three, right? So my gaming's generally about 25 minutes between when the kids go to bed and the wife gets out of the shower. So
like that's, we know.
Yeah, right. So that's it. And so we just want to get something to get people excited about. And gaming is a massive industry. We say it time and time again, but it's also pretty segmented, right? You've got game developers, software developers, hardware manufacturers. True. You've got your esports, your streamers, and all of that. But typically all of them wear a headset and use a mouse or have a controller, right? So we kind of, you know, fill across all of those things. And so we take a little bit of leadership and just want to, you know, make people excited about gaming. And that's the whole point behind it. And that's why we do some cool things like, you know, give away trips to Tokyo or
other weekly prizes. Yeah, what is up for grabs this month?
Yeah, so our big prize is that trip to Tokyo, which is a trip or two across to Tokyo, Super Nintendo World Tour, and spending money, all that jazz, right? So again, things we all want.
Yes.
But then we also do weekly prizes, and that's kind of themed around our different parts of the business. So we've got like our pro gaming was last week, where we gave away trips to, I think it was DreamHack across in Australia, along with all of our pro gear as well. This week is console, so we're giving away a pair of our Acer A50Xs, Xbox.
We got those.
Those are top.
Our mate, once you got them sorted,
I wish you could hear what I hear through, like, what you guys are saying on my headset. He's like, you guys are phenomenal. Like,
and until you experience it, it's hard to say. And then, you know, from our simulation the week after that, and then just our general gaming PC, we've got, I think it's about $4,500 worth of a PC build to give away in the last week as well. And of course, anything, you know, if you buy any Logitech, there's $250 up for grabs every day as well. So there's plenty of things to get excited about, right?
There's so much to get excited about in this month. Is there one thing outside of those? Because those are probably like the staples that you bullet point and everyone knows about those. But what else excites you the most about this month?
Again, for me, it's just creating a meaningful message to talk about gaming. And that's why I actually like the theme of Tokyo and where we're going from, because it gives us so many different platforms. Like, you know, we just ran a Tekken competition downtown with another retailer over the weekend, and we had a lot of people coming, and we got to see the community behind that, right? And we had a lot of people there that had played online together, and were like, oh, are you Thomas the Dank Engine? And also gamertags, another great thing. But and like, oh, I play you online a lot, and they actually got to connect. So like, it's a full community that we kind of get to enable behind there as well, which is, you know, just a little bit of a hidden message behind it all. So.
What's your take on the Kiwi gaming market? Like, are we typically like brand lovers? Like, are we brand loyal? Do we? Oh, I'm only this, and is it tough to break into? Or for you, do you find like Kiwis will play on whatever it is that's in front of them that they're not particularly brand loyal, and that like it's an open market and everyone's willing to buy whatever?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. I think Kiwis, we're pretty savvy, right? We want the best and not to pay a lot for it, naturally. Mm. But I think that's where we fit in quite well, because, you know, we take a lot of innovation and leadership that we have on our high-end gear, but a lot of that actually filters down into some of our entry-level things as well. And so people see that, and I think we, you know, are reflected quite well here in New Zealand, because they want good, but we also want to, you know, be respectful and make it accessible to everyone as well. So yeah, I think it's a bit of both, to be perfectly honest with you. I think there is a bit of loyalty, because once you get into it, you know, especially if you're a PC gamer, you know, for us, mice is what we do. That's the backbone of our company. If you're using a mouse and you've got a little scrolling wheel in the middle of it, you can pretty much thank Logitech for that. It's on everything now, but that was one of our first things back in the day that we bought in. Yeah, so mice is what we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, naturally when you have that, there's a lot of software enablement behind there that you then want a keyboard or a headset that goes with it, so you can create a lot of functions that, you know, get the best of the whole thing.
Totally. Open up that door for us as PC gamers, because I am under no doubt that I am a lame gamer because I use a console. Like,
no, that's not the only reason, but yeah.
I've been told that by many people, especially my wife when she's in the shower. But
he only fights the bugs in Helldivers 2, that's why.
Well, you know, plenty of others are fighting the bots. But what is, you know what I mean? Like, there is a kind of like a, I don't know, maybe it's just me that feels it, but there's almost like a pecking order when it comes to gaming, and PC gamers seem to be at the top of it.
The Master Race, right?
Yeah.
PC Master Race. And look, I think it's probably just because they're the ones that probably put the most time in early, right? And they are really passionate about it. It's something that they live day in, day out, and having done that from, I don't know, let's just say they invested into their PC builds in the early teenage years and along from there, maybe they feel all right to do it. But at the end of the day, for us, one of our taglines in Logi G is play for all. And that's one of the things that we really want to drive is that, obviously, you know, we do a lot really well in that PC gaming space. But whether it's console or mobile these days as well, right? Gaming on mobiles is a massive part. And so we want to make sure that we've got products and things like that that can easily transition across these multiple devices. So one of the one of my favorite products is the Astro A30, which is a headset that you can connect to obviously Xbox, PlayStation, PC, but then also Bluetooth to your phone, and you can take it anywhere with you. It folds away, and I use it on an airplane a lot.
I might need me one of those.
I don't know about the phone. I think we got that.
Yeah, you can Bluetooth onto your phone with the headphones you got.
Yeah, for the A50X you can. Yeah. And the cool thing about that one is that it can run simultaneously as well. So you can actually take your phone call and it'll automatically balance down your game thing and keep your phone call going on.
Look at the voice.
And you can have them both at the same time, so the boss doesn't need to know. Not that my boss.
These
knows.
Are the phones they keep giving. And I love that it's just push of the button, eh? Like
it's a push of the
console.
Button, and you know, for me, it's the headset to rule them all in many ways, right? I know that you guys have said in your podcasts in the past where you know. I want to try to break down that barrier of like cross-platform play, PlayStation versus Xbox and all that. And, you know, they haven't really played nicely with each other over the past, but the A50X changes all that because you can actually have, you know, multiple platforms or multiple consoles plugged into the one thing and just push of a button, change your whole TV screen from your PlayStation to your Xbox.
Feels like the Thanos gauntlet and it's got all the stones.
A little bit, eh? A little bit. Just don't click.
Yeah, on a personal level, because you got three kids, are you just the coolest dad because you get to come home with all the toys?
Yeah.
They wouldn't say so, right? but they know what they get. They always see it out there. Oh, look, Dad, this Logitech.
You're smart, eh?
they're picking it up. You know, my youngest is three. She doesn't know yet. But the older ones are starting to click on, that's for sure.
Andrew, can I ask, and this is, you don't even have to answer this, but I know that you're quick on your feet. And I've got that from just from talking with you now. Where is Logitech in terms of the gaming world? Compare it to like car brands. Mm-hmm. Where does Logitech sit? Are they the Lamborghini? Are they the kind of, you know, are they the Ford, you know, Ranger, like just sturdy and good? Like, where would it be for someone outside the gaming world? Where would you place Logitech for a car brand? Yes, I've got him. I've got him.
You got me a little bit. Oh, half of me wants to say Brandon because we partner with McLaren.
Why
wouldn't you in many ways, right? And, you know, if you look at things like your pro gear that I think you're using on your desk right there, right?
I am indeed. This is pro gear.
That's the one. So ones like that, you know, why people would want to use them in the same way from McLaren, right? If you put me in a McLaren, you know, I'm probably going to go a lot faster than I will than in my Mazda Accela that's parked outside. But am I going to get the best out of it? You know, maybe not, right? Someone else that's a pro will do it. And it's very similar to the pro gear that's there, right? As an everyday person using it, yeah, it's probably going to improve you. But, you know, as a professional using it, well, it's completely game-changing actually maximising that technology. So I'd love to say McLaren because that's probably what the car I'd
I like that. Well.
Well,
seeing as you did mention, we are giving this away today on the show with our Sound Spark.
I'm taking that.
We have the Spark Game Arena's giveaway with the Spark Sound. It's a Logitech G Pro X TKL keyboard and a Logitech G Pro X Superlight mouse. Superlight 2 mouse. Now, let's just focus on the mouse because the keyboard, obviously, it's smaller. And I have to review this later on in the show, so I'm making sure I get my
words right.
Yeah. So a normal size keyboard, you've taken away some of the keys, obviously. So that's that. But let's focus on the mouse because the mouse is absolutely amazing. It's light. It slides over the desk like so much quicker. I've got another mouse with me. I won't say what brand it is, but it's like lifting a brick and pushing a brick around the table now. So tell us a bit about the Pro X Superlight 2, the mice that I'm using.
Yeah, sure. Well, look, obviously it's designed to be in a pro environment and used by pro players. And I think when you look at first-person shooters, the likes of Counter-Strike and games like Valorant as well, a lot of players will use that mice because they want something that is super light that they flick around like no tomorrow. As I said before, you know, if Logitech's known for one thing, it's going to be our mice or our mouse, whatever the plural term of that is.
Mouse scissors.
Dice and die.
Meese. whatever that is, we're known for that. And the cool thing about that new mouse is that it introduces our new technology of our sensor, which is a Hero 2 sensor, insanely accurate. So it can pick up movements down to that of a submicron level. So if you want to put into relative terms there, smaller than a human hair, it can pick up movement in. I'll do you one better. Smaller than that of a red blood cell, it can pick up movement in the mouse and the accuracy of that thing. So it is next level in what you can do. As I said before, for me and the McLaren.
Yeah,
am I going to get the most out of it? Not really. But, you know, same reason you might want to lace up in Jordans, right? You just want to be like Mike. Correct. So, and that's the same thing. So
now you're talking my language, man. Hey, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be on the plane with you to Tokyo, so can't wait to come.
It's on. Lock it in. Lock
hey,
it
but
in.
We appreciate your time and one hell of a month, man.
Perfect. Cheers, guys.
Are you ready to win something?
I hope so.
I hope you're ready to win something today too, sis.
Do you feel like these are for you or are these for someone else? Like who's excited to win these today?
My son actually
might
be winning these today.
Hook him up.
Beautiful.
He'll be very, very happy with mum if he gets these. I'm telling you, these are the creme de la creme.
Is his birthday close? Even if it's not, just wrap it up. Show it to him later. Give it to him later.
Yeah.
Has he been a good son?
His birthday is close. It's in... He has, yes. Okay, okay, He's turning 11 in May.
Those ones, we'll let him win it now.
This is honestly a dream gift. Okay, the gift is the Astro A30 headset. So good luck. You just have to get this right. It is the Sound Spark with Spark Game Arena.
Damn.
Honestly, I got no idea.
I couldn't get that. I told you it was rice in a pot last week. I still think it's rice in a pot.
What do you think that is, sis?
So my son said it's Creeper from Minecraft.
Yeah.
Well, your son is
You are the winner. He gets to win the Astro A30 headset. This is all in celebration of Logitech's month of gaming. We have had a play with them. They are awesome. Not those ones. Not the ones that he will be using. But well done, Tuella. You have won the Astro A30 headset.
You didn't win them. You bought them, sis.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, guys.
No worries, Tuella. Enjoy. Have an awesome week, too.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you, sis.
But that's not all. That isn't all. Whānau, we have another Logitech prize to win. This time, the G923 racing wheel and pedal. Yo, this is for those proper drivers.
Send me rolling, rolling.
This
rolling,
is for the real one.
Do you want to go and take a ride with me?
Oh, thank you, Logitech. The month of gaming.
Get back. You don't know.
All you have to do is pick this noise. This is the Sound Spark for this week. Oh, that brings back memories.
Can you say it again, please?
Yes!
Mark, you ain't know that.
I do. No, I would know this, eh? I would know this.
I don't know if you would. I don't know if you played this game. I don't think
one
it's
one more time, please, because I want.
Well, I might wreck it if I say it, but can I just say what I think it is?
Go.
Yeah, go.
Tony Hawk, Pro Skater 2.
Yes! Turn it off!
You haven't wrecked it.
I was so worried!
The competition goes on. It is not Tony Hawk.
Yes, when Chad Musker grinds that grinds.
Goes through the window.
Hey, if you think you know what it is, comment on the video below. You could be winning the G923 racing wheel and pedal thanks to Logitech and their month of gaming. And this, of course, is a very big thank you again to our mates at Spark Game Arena. Visit the website spark.co.nz/gaming and sign up to receive all their gaming updates.
Love you, Spark.
This is the morning shift.
Hey, coming off the back of gaming.
Oh, come on now.
We got ourselves a gamer. This might be specifically me because it's all I see on my feet, but just...
I've seen it.
Humor me for a little bit here, Shifter.
Come on, run it down.
The Avengers have been formed for the Olympics. We want to talk about the basketball team that Team USA has put together.
Go down the list.
Oh, I don't actually have the full list here, Jordan.
D-Book, KD, LeBron, Steph Curry,
Joel Embiid.
Embiid doesn't even sound American.
Who's the dude from Pacers? I feel like he's kind of lost his spot now. He ain't been playing that good, you know what I mean?
Off the bench, though, you have him coming off the bench. He'll be good for the locker room. But they had one spot that was open.
Oh, who got it?
One spot left. The robot himself. Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, no.
He's the last
of the Avengers.
Kawhi! Like, what's going on?
Like, Captain Marvel came. They went and got that final one.
All that to lose to Canada, though. That's going to be tough. That's going to be tough.
I don't think it's going to be close for one of them. But Kawhi is the final member of Team USA, which is absolutely... Frick, that is incredible what I think about it.
Up the Tall Blacks?
Up the Tall Blacks, always.
All day, every day.
They can do anything.
It's the only team that's going to take them down.
100%. That is the show, guys. I love you guys. And check on your people. See you tomorrow.
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an offer he came with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Got it.
Okay.